Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Currently, less than 8% of former foster youth attend college and only 3% obtain degrees. They're in need of educational and employment guidance as well as life skills training and affordable housing. Inspire Life Skills Training seeks to assist these transitional aged youth in overcoming their past and gaining the skills and support needed to choose a positive and rewarding future. Here to tell us more is Christy Perez, founder and director of Inspire Life Skills. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Pepper. Thank you so much for having me back.
Glad to have you back. Start by telling us, because it's been a couple years, what is Inspire Life Skills Training?
So Inspire exists to break the cycle of abuse and poverty through stable housing, education, training and mentorship of foster and homeless youth. And we're a housing program for aged out foster and homeless youth. We also provide mentoring, counseling, life skills classes, education and employment support. So all kinds of services to wrap around them so that they can change their future by becoming educated through a college system or a vocational program and learn those valuable life skills and soft skills that they need to be successful as adults.
When and why did you start this organization?
I started it in 2005, so hooray, we're at our 20-year anniversary this year, which is a huge milestone. And it was just hearing the statistic that you cited about foster youth attending school. When you put that next to the startling statistics of drug use, incarceration, unplanned pregnancy, all those things, there was nothing proactive in the community that was reaching out to these students, getting them into a career or a college path to break that cycle. And so 25% of foster youth end up incarcerated. The girls are, like, I think it's now 8 times more likely to have a baby by age 21. Mm-hmm. And the addiction issues, trafficking, 49% of trafficking victims spent some time in foster care. So there needed to be a proactive intervention. And so we started one in 2005 with one home for girls in Riverside. And then we've expanded over the years and we now have 5 homes.
And what areas do you serve?
So we have 3 homes in Riverside, 1 boys' home, 2 girls' homes. We have a girls' home in Corona and a boys' home in Eastvale.
What sets Inspire apart from other organizations that work with young people?
So we are education focused. So we do believe that that's like the key to breaking the cycle, whether it's formal education, but also the life skills classes and, you know, teaching them those soft skills through case management and things like that. So the fact that we are focused more on education, I think not everybody is cut out for college or vocational program. I get that. But if they're working full time, then they can probably afford to rent a room. But for people that want to focus on school and get a degree or a certification, then they need that extra help to step in and help pay the bulk of the rent. So our students only pay $200 a month in rent, which allows them to just work a part-time job and focus on being a full-time student. So that's our difference.
I'm speaking with Christy Perez, founder and director of Inspire Life Skills. How do these young people find Inspire?
Surprisingly, at this point, 20 years later, it's a lot of word of mouth. So like they'll refer friends or they'll be at their college and they'll have a counselor that focuses on foster youth or homeless youth. And so we get a lot of referrals from like Norco College, RCC, UCR, Cal State San Bernardino. The kids can come from anywhere. We're not given like funding from the county, like per student or anything. We're a private nonprofit. So the youth can come from anywhere, but oftentimes it is a high school counselor, a college counselor, word of mouth from another youth, and social workers that can refer youth to us.
What are the biggest challenges you're facing?
Our biggest challenge is that foster kids, unfortunately, are moved around a lot. A lot of people are aware of that, but they don't see the long-term effects. So they're missing a lot of academic building blocks. And so getting them kind of caught up so that they can be successful. And then mental health. Unfortunately, a lot of our students ended up in foster care or in a homeless situation because their family members, their moms, may suffer with mental health disorders or addiction, or maybe they're incarcerated. Sadly, oftentimes that that can be, you know, a biological factor. And then they've had significant trauma as well, you know, being abused, neglected, put into care. So the mental health piece continues to be a struggle. One thing that we've been able to do since COVID is hire our own two therapists. And so instead of having the youth sit on, like, you know, a month or 2 month long wait list to get into like a county program or something, we've just hired our own two therapists. We have one male, one female, and we can get them into counseling right away. So that's been really, really impactful. And so it's increased our length of stay. Our kids used to stay 2 years. Now it's like 3 to 4 or 5 years that they're staying as they're making their progress through their education.
And what are you most excited about right now?
I'm most excited about our new house we just opened in Corona. Thanks to support from the county supervisors of Riverside, we got a grant to purchase a home. So now Inspire owns that home. It allowed us to double the amount of girls that we serve in that area. So that's exciting. So we just opened that a couple months ago. So we're still filling that up with girls. And then our other program, Inspired Scholars, we're still growing that program. So that's for youth that are foster kids that are going to four-year universities, which is a very, very rare occurrence for them to go to a four-year university. So those kids can apply to us. They get a monthly stipend towards their housing to offset their apartment or their dorm. And then they get professional coaching with us to keep them on track with their goals. And we currently have 13 students in that program. But my vision for that is that we have Inspired Scholars in every state of the country, because they can be anywhere. Any foster youth that just really needs that extra leg up and that support, we want to be there alongside them to help them succeed and reach their goals.
Give us an example of a student who has gone through the Inspire program that really stands out to you.
Right. So just recently we had Maya graduate. She was living in our Riverside, one of our Riverside girls' houses. She went to RCC, graduated with her degree in sociology, you know, in June. And her dream school was to go to Cal State Long Beach. And of course, you know, her student coach and I were like, well, apply to a lot of places. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. But she really wanted Cal State Long Beach. And she got in, so we are thrilled. And so she just moved last week from our house over to Cal State Long Beach and then transferred into our Inspired Scholars program. So now she'll be getting a stipend every month to help her pay for her expenses there, and she'll still stay in touch with us. And she's just determined to become a social worker and to make a lot of positive change. She knows what it's like to be a foster kid, and she wants to be able to come in and just be a guiding light for the younger kids as a social worker. So we're really, really proud of her.
Why is this work so important to you personally?
I think it's because I just really firmly believe that everybody deserves a chance. You know, like sometimes you're dealt a hand of cards as a child and it's not the best hand. So I feel like Inspire and all of our amazing supporters come in and swap out some of those cards, reshuffle the deck, give them a better hand and better chance. And I just firmly believe that everybody deserves the resources and the opportunity to make a better life for themselves. And so that excites me whenever we move a new student in, which we just moved a new girl in last week. You know, it's exciting to see, like, okay, what are they going to do with this opportunity? How do we come along alongside them to help them best succeed? And I think that's what humanity should do for each other.
What are your future goals for Inspire Life Skills Training?
I would like to see Inspired Scholars be in every state. I think that would be really exciting. We have some kids in Texas right now. So it's neat to, like, you know, get on Zoom and like see kids living in different areas and experiencing that. I think it would be awesome to have Inspired Scholars everywhere. As far as houses, I don't know if I see more houses. It is a lot of work. But, you know, if the need is there and there's students that really could use our help, then I'm open to that.
How can the community support you?
Well, like I said, we're a private nonprofit, so we take donations all day, every day. We're welcome to take your donation. We have a lot of amazing monthly partners that keep us going. That money comes in, it pays the leases, it pays utilities. If the kids need school books, if they need a pair of glasses, they need work clothes, you know, we provide all those things. And we pay for all the counseling. Our counseling appointments alone run $4,000 to $5,000 a month. And then the students also receive gift cards for attending counseling so that they also can pay for their groceries, because we know they need it, but they're also earning it. So you can donate gift cards in $25 increments for ARCO, Walmart, Target, Stater Brothers, Trader Joe's, any of those places. The kids love that. It helps them to buy what they need. And we do have an event coming up September 13th. It's our 20th annual gala. Thankfully, we are already sold out, but we would welcome any donations and to just keep supporting our progress as we move forward and help more students.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with Christy Perez, founder and director of Inspire Life Skills. Anything else you want us to know, and how do we get more information?
Our website is inspirelifeskills.org. You can also find us on Instagram at @inspirefoster and on Facebook at Inspire Life Skills. And just see, you know, what we have going on as the holidays come up. We do collect gifts for our students to make it a special Christmas for them. And we value our volunteer mentors. Every kid is matched with a one-on-one mentor. So if that's something that's interesting to you, then reach out to us and I'll have our mentor coordinator reach back out and talk to you about what that entails. It is a commitment. We do ask for people to walk alongside their youth for the whole time that they're in our program. And sometimes it goes, you know, way into adulthood and they still stay alongside them. So that's really exciting. We also have life skills classes every other week. And so we look for teachers to come in and teach on a topic that you might have an expertise or like a skill or a hobby that would be interesting to the students. So we are always looking for people in the community to come in and teach a class. And we have committees that help with our bingo night in the spring and our gala in the fall. We're looking for people to help with that. And if you still want to sponsor, you have a business or you have something that you would like to donate, we would be happy to take that from you and use it for our gala and auction it off, raffle it off, and make some extra funds.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for making a difference in our community.
Yes, thank you, Pepper.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.